Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Randy O'Neill. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Engel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ron Washington. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Butcher. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Butcher, and towards Gagne, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. There goes Gibson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. Garby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. Engel goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatcher moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's Tigers, 2, Twins, 2. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 2 in the game. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Washington reaches second base with a double. Brunansky scores. Engel moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and tags Engel, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bill Scherer now pitching. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Tim Teufel pinch hits for Mike Stenhouse. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to third. Hatcher moves to second. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Salas takes first base on ball 4. Washington scores. Hatcher moves to third. Teufel moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Twins, 4. Doug Baer now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatcher scores. Teufel moves to third. Salas moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel scores. Salas scores. It's 7-4, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing shortstop. Tim Teufel now playing second base. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Engel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Engel reaches second base with a double. Brunansky moves to third. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky tags and scores. Engel tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-4, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Engel scores. It's 11-4, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a fly ball towards center. Lemon catches it and throws to second to double up Hatcher. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Filson now pitching. Dave Meyer now playing left field. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Salas strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harbeck moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-3 in the game. Garby hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Filson. Lemon moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.